Chapter 17. Responsible Stewardship. Sustainability, Going Green. For a family who owned no vineyards in their first 35 years, the Trinqueros have spent the last 3 decades strategically acquiring more than 10,000 acres in California's diverse wine-growing regions. In addition to vineyards in Napa Valley, they have holdings in Sonoma, Lake, Amador, and Santa Barbara counties, along with other Central Coast regions, as well as throughout California's vast inland valleys. The company manages between 5,000 and 6,000 more vineyard acres through long-term leases with trusted growing partners. Grape contracts afford the family the flexibility to source the right varietals and high-quality fruit for their needs. Our goal is to farm a good amount of our own grapes, maybe 25% to 30%, says Bob Torkelson. But land in California is expensive, and it's hard to keep up with what we need. With such a significant investment in farming, it's no surprise that the family's commitment to doing the right thing extends to the environment. They embraced sustainable agriculture shortly after they started acquiring vineyards. By 1990, the company had instituted organic and sustainable agricultural practices in all their estate vineyards, and they quickly became an industry leader in minimizing the use of chemicals for pest and weed control through integrated pest management, including the use of phylloxera-resistant rootstocks, botanical oils, cover crops such as flowers, oats, barley, and legumes to lure beneficial insects, and raptor boxes for rodent control. In addition, the company repurposes thousands of tons of grape skins, seeds, and stems as compost for vineyards, nutraceutical use, and cattle feed. In all the family's vineyard estates, each block is cultivated to maintain a balance between desired quality, necessary inputs, and water use. The family also supports environmental preservation through philanthropic donations. In 2009, Trinquero Family Estates donated $1 million to help UC Davis build new facilities for its Foundation Plant Services, FPS, an organization within the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. FPS is responsible for clean planting stock programs that use disease detection, pathogen elimination techniques, and isolation strategies to produce, maintain, and propagate healthy planting stock for grapes and other vegetation. The preservation of open space is also a primary concern. In 2011, Bob and Evelyn Trinquero donated more than 3,600 acres of land to Napa County. The sites included 3,400 acres northeast of Pope Valley, given to the Napa County Regional Park and Open Space District, and 240 acres to the Lake Berryessa Resort Improvement District. Their gift opened up an additional 3,200 acres that previously had no public access. The smaller portion of 240 acres gave a residential wastewater treatment plant enough room to achieve full compliance for maximum benefit to the surrounding area. The future of the wine industry rests in the conservation of California's natural resources, says Bobby Torres. The commitment to environmentally responsible practices has also guided the family through their significant investment in winemaking and production facilities. Their most recent projects, including the new facility in Lodi, have moved production of brands closer to where their grapes are grown, reducing mileage by more than 120,000 truck miles per year and saving on fuel and related emissions. "We're always looking for ways to reduce our carbon footprint," explains Bobby Torres, who currently serves as the company's principal, director, and vice chairman of the board. "By crushing, processing, and shipping wines close to their vineyard origins, we eliminate thousands of truck trips up and down very congested roadways." Water and energy. Water usage has become more and more of an issue in California during the 2010s due to ongoing drought conditions, and the Trinquero family has taken the initiative to reduce the water used in wine production. The Trinquero facilities utilize wastewater treatment systems that process thousands of gallons of water a day, including advanced treatment systems and irrigation ponds, which provide reusable water for landscaping, wildlife, and crops. In fact, 70% of all processed water is reused for irrigation, utilizing each treated gallon a second time before returning the water back to the earth. In 2016, the average winery still used 5 to 6 gallons of water to make a single gallon of wine. But even at the largest of the Trinchero production facilities, Westside in Lodi, fewer than 3.6 gallons of water are used in the production of 1 gallon of wine, saving millions of gallons of water annually. The Trinchero facilities have also been designed to lower the use of energy and the production and emission of greenhouse gases. Most grapes are picked at night when temperatures are cooler to reduce the need for winery refrigeration. In the wineries, no expense has been spared with the latest in energy-efficient refrigeration systems, lighting, and insulated tanks. Refrigeration systems use ammonia rather than chemicals with high greenhouse gas potential. A new flagship automated warehouse facility was installed in Lodi that takes less energy to cool and reduces forklift requirements. The installation of solar panels also helps conserve energy. Solar energy is natural, sustainable, and renewable, with zero emissions. The photovoltaic solar systems in Lodi and at the nearby Clements Vineyard together generate approximately 750 kilowatts of electricity, the equivalent of 12,500 60-watt light bulbs. In 2017, Trinchero Family Estates converted to 100% renewable clean energy use at all of its Napa Valley facilities and vineyards, eliminating the equivalent amount of greenhouse gases. As industry leaders, the Trincheros look for opportunities to share what they have learned with others. From 2004 to 2006, Bobby Torres, who designs all the family facilities, was asked to help develop the Wine Institute's Sustainability Handbook. The handbook sets industry guidelines for everything from water conservation to energy efficiency to best practices in the vineyard. Waste management, recycling, and environmentally friendly packaging. Since the early days of Sutter Home, when Bob and Roger Trinchero sought out used bottles to wash and refill, waste reduction and recycling has been part of the company-wide DNA. More than 2,000 tons of materials, including glass, plastic, and paper, are recycled each year. Wine bottles contain up to 50% recycled glass, and the company uses lighter weight glass where possible to reduce waste and fuel usage for shipping. In the first year of using lighter weight glass, savings were estimated at roughly the equivalent of 20,000 barrels of oil. Corks, capsules, and containers are also recycled, and the family takes pride in working with its industry partners to minimize the amount of waste in packaging. The company makes sure that its suppliers, vendors, and distributors will take back, reuse, and recycle pallets, drums, and shipping boxes. The Trinchero's commitment to environmentally friendly packaging is ongoing as new technology develops. The family seeks out alternatives for everything from traditional bottles, boxes, and labels to corks, closures, and cartons. The company is always striving to reduce the weight and amount of materials needed to deliver the highest quality products, thereby reducing the environmental consequences of transportation and making it easier for customers to recycle. Currently, Sutter Home's plastic PET bottles are lightweight and 100% recyclable. Shipping PET uses about half the energy of shipping glass, and production of PET bottles generates less than 60% of the greenhouse gases used to produce glass bottles. The environmentally friendly Tetra Pak is another important development. Bandit wines are boxed in this recyclable paper-based container, which, compared to glass bottles for the same amount of wine, uses 92% less packaging, takes 54% less energy to manufacture, creates 80% fewer greenhouse gases, and requires 40% fewer trucks to deliver. For the Trinity Oaks brand, with its One Bottle, One Tree program, it seems fitting that bottles are closed with sustainable plant-based capsules manufactured in a greenhouse-neutral facility that uses solar, wind, and other energy offsets. The The material used in the Trinity Oaks capsules is certified compostable, and the aluminum top disc on the bottle is recyclable. From 2008 to 2017, the One Bottle, One Tree program has planted more than 17 million trees. The company has achieved numerous environmental distinctions, including certification from Napa Valley Green Business Program, Napa Green Land Program, the Wine Institute, and the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance. The Trinqueros have also won the California Green Medal Sustainable Wine Growing Leadership Award. Starting in 2001, they were honored by the California Integrated Waste Management Board with the Waste Reduction Awards Program, WRAP, 10 years in a row. In 2005, the company was the WRAP Company of the Year. In 2014, Bobby Torres was named Wine Enthusiast Magazine's Innovator Executive of the Year for leadership in sustainable, environmentally responsible practices at Trinquero Family Estates. The award recognized his dedication to waste management, biodynamic practices, and reduced water consumption. Why work anywhere else? Corporate responsibility extends beyond environmentally friendly practices in the vineyards and production facilities. The Trinqueros also pride themselves on providing a sustainable and supportive work environment. Long tenure is unusual in the wine business, but even the Trinqueros' earliest employees, Steve Bertolucci, Hal Huffsmith, and Jim Hunsinger, remained with the company until their retirement. And as the company's ranks have grown from just the immediate family and a few employees to more than 1,400 people, the remarkable retention rate has held true. Approximately 25% of current employees have been with the Trinqueros for longer than 20 years. "People here feel like they're part of something bigger," explains Bob Torkelson. "Not only do we offer profit sharing and all the wonderful things that come with our compensation program, our employees also see who the Trinqueros are, a family committed to doing the right thing for their employees, for the larger community, and for the environment." As large as their business has become, the family continues to extend themselves personally, and perhaps that's what their employees remember the most. Barry Wiss, Vice President of Trade Relations, recounts the time he came down with appendicitis right after he started working for the Trinqueros. Even though the family hardly knew him, Roger showed up in Barry's hospital room after the surgery with an issue of Wine Spectator and a box of cigars. Later, when Barry's New Orleans relatives lost their homes in Hurricane Katrina and then couldn't replace their furniture because the local stores had also been destroyed, Roger took Barry to the warehouse behind the tasting room and gave him all the furniture he wasn't using. "People don't forget that kind of thing," Barry says. When you ask Bob Trinquero, "What's the secret to your success?" he'll say without hesitation, "I surround myself with great people." But if you ask any of us, his employees, that question, we'll say, "Great things happen to great people like the Trinqueros." Expanded facilities. Investing in facilities that maximize efficiency, improve quality, and add room to grow is ongoing at Trinquero Family Estates. In 2013, the company announced plans to resume expanding their presence in Lodi with an even bigger project at a budget of $350 million than the one they abandoned in the wake of 9/11. The new West Side facility, completed in 2016, houses 850,000 square feet of state-of-the-art crush, fermentation, bottling, and warehouse operations, including capacity for 4 high-speed bottling lines that accommodate all of the company's packaging variations. An enormous crush pad on the property's 500 acres can process 200,000 tons of grapes per year, and the warehouse, with its 90-foot high ceilings, holds 72,000 pallets, or 4 million cases of wine. Westside is so big that when you approach it from Highway 12, you might mistake it for a distant, sun-bleached town. Indeed, with a local workforce of 300, the facility supports the local Lodi economy to a significant degree. Bobby Torres laughs as he talks about touring the facility on a golf cart with his Uncle Bob, maneuvering through the snaking bottling lines, then gazing into the upper reaches of the colossal warehouse. "Do we own this?" asked the elder Bob, only half-joking. "Are you sure we're in the right place?" The year 2016 also marked a significant investment in the Central Coast, with the Trinqueros' acquisition of the Five Rivers Winery near Paso Robles. Formerly owned by Fetzer Vineyards, the property includes a 90,000-square-foot winery and 15 vineyard acres planted to Petit Syrah. In the same way, the Westside facility allows the company to produce brands closer to the sources of their grapes, the location of the Five Rivers Winery will be the prime production site for brands sourced from Central Coast vineyards. "We have a beautiful vineyard in Santa Barbara County," says Bob Torkelson. "All that fruit has had to come up to Napa in the past. Now we have a great local spot for making our Central Coast wine and for some of our partners to make their Central Coast wines. We're excited to have a footprint in a fast-growing Cabernet Sauvignon region like Paso Robles." Elevating production in the Napa Valley. The Westside expansion and the Main Street renovation gave Bobby Torres the opportunity to initiate his cousin Mario, the eldest of Roger's three sons, into the family business. Named for his grandfather, Mario Trinquero holds a degree in mechanical engineering from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. He leads one of the most important areas of investment in infrastructure at Trinquero Family Estates in recent years. With the expansion of Westside and Lodi and the acquisition of Five Rivers Winery on the Central Coast, the family is free to turn their longtime main production facility across from Sutter Home in St. Helena, Main Street, into a winery dedicated to producing wines from high-end North Coast vineyards. The Main Street facility is currently undergoing significant retrofitting. Its volume output may remain high, but its focus will be entirely different. The enormous 200,000-gallon tanks, for example, are in the process of being dismantled in favor of production equipment more suited to producing small-lot luxury wines made from North Coast wine-growing regions and vineyards. The retrofitting also allocates more space for winemaking research and development. "I've always liked to figure out how things work," says Mario, who returned to the company in 2015. "I envisioned myself more as a design engineer, but I find I enjoy project engineering. These days I'm getting lots of experience developing new infrastructure, redesigning or repurposing inefficient or outdated infrastructure, and working with or directing outside engineers and contractors, or occasionally our own maintenance team, to make all these grand schemes come to life."